Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back this week. It is another solo episode, no KCB, no guest, but I am hoping to have some more guests on soon. But wanted to come back as always because consistency is key. So I am back for another Friday or whenever you're listening to this to just give you some entertainment, some thoughts, some things to ponder, whatever you will. So I haven't done a toast and roast in a while, but wanted to do one because today I was on the train and these two women have been on the train with me multiple times. They get on the same train car as me, so wanted to talk about a couple things. First of all, I am such a creature of habit, so when we get on the train, you just wait for it to show up, you get on the train. I don't know why I had to explain that, but I get in the same train car in the mornings. Basically, every day that I take the train, I get on the same one and I sit in the same spot. And I sit in that same spot for a couple reasons, but there are like four spots on each train car that have a little table. So I sit at the one with the table by the window, and there's also a plug-in. The one scary thing about this is it is the emergency exit. So if for whatever reason, I'm going to have to open the emergency exit if that time comes, but hasn't yet. I'll keep banking on that. Anyways, so when you sit in the same spot every day on the train, you're kind of bound to see the same people. And I only take the train 2 or 3 days a week. So really right now, there's still not very many people who even commute using the train. But this particular couple of women, they're not a couple, but they are two women, they're friends, and they get on the train and it's like two stops before the end of the train route. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the train, not the light rail. It's the train. I think there should be a sort of etiquette similar to an airplane when you're on the train. The train ride, for people who come from Tacoma to Seattle, it's about an hour. So there is a kind of commuter code of ethics, I would say, a manner code, a philosophy. I'm trying to think of like a good word. Etiquette. Anyways, you should be quiet on the train, especially in the mornings. Like, come on, people. I have been on lots of public transportation in the past 3 years, and I understand there's all kinds of different people, and sometimes there'll be people on the way home from work, and they're like being dumb and like blasting their music, or maybe they're talking to a friend. You know, I don't really mind. It doesn't really bother me when it is in the evening. Who am I kidding? It still bothers me, but it bothers me much less than the train. The train is like supposed to be a quiet and serene commuter location. We're not doing this for fun. We're going to work. People who take the train are going to work. They're going home. They don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there. And so just, it's like if somebody was having like a loud conversation on a flight that's at, I get on the train at 6:50. So it's from 6:50 to 7:50. I take the train. Like, you should not be having a full volume conversation. Here's the other thing with these two women. They do not sit next to each other on the train. They sit across the aisle from each other. This has happened, I think I've seen them either 2 or 3 times. Today was either day number 2 or day number 3 of seeing them. But they were, they kill me. Like, why are you doing this? You guys obviously know each other. Like, talk outside, sit next to each other on the train and talk quietly, but no, they're having full volume conversation across the aisle from each other. Oh, the rest of the train is silent. Like, that is just the norm. And these two ladies just, oh my lord. And I cannot remember if I talked about it on the podcast yet, but I don't think I did. There was a situation on the train. I was coming home the other day, and it was a really hot day in Seattle. I get on the train, I walk in, and for those of you who don't really know, like, the train is pretty, pretty nice, and there's heat in the morning, and I would assume there's air conditioning because there's heat, and it's just, it's much nicer than taking, like, a bus or even the light rail. So this hot day in Seattle, I'm coming home, I walk onto the train car. It is like when you walk into a hot car that's been sitting there, and it is just like, it's been sitting in the sun, and you're like, oh, holy moly. I walk in, the entire train car is like that. And I just feel like, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going on. Hopefully they just turn on the AC like soon. I don't know what was going on here. And the AC was not turning on for whatever reason. I guess they don't have it in every train car. Then the train stops, which rarely happens. When I've been on the light rail, it stops quite often, unfortunately, because of random accidents or delays or whatever. But the train, it has not happened to me, really. We're stuck. I'm sweating. It is so hot, this car. Like, it's like a little sauna. It's not even just warm. It is just, like, baking. Like, when you get in your car after a hot day, and then you blast the AC, but there's no AC. And so it's all just stuck in there still. And there are a couple different people on the train. But like I said earlier, people don't talk to each other, really, on the train. So we're all just sitting there miserably. And there was, I guess, a fire up ahead. And so the train conductor kept getting on the intercom and saying, hey folks, I don't know how long we're gonna be here, but we're stuck for now. And they just kept coming back on, seriously, every like 3 minutes, like, yeah, still no news on this, still no news. And I was like, why do they keep coming on if they have no news? And I was seriously being cooked alive. I was wearing a sweatshirt that day too. It was so bad. And then after like the fourth time, the guy comes on and says, no news. He goes, it's gonna be a little while because there's a fire and the fire hose is across the train tracks. And so, you know, they gotta put out the fire. I understand that, but I don't understand why it's so damn hot on the train car. And then the next time the train conductor comes on, he goes, hello everyone, I know some of you are on some train cars that are pretty hot, so you can move to another train car if you'd like to. And at that point, it was like, we don't really know how long it's gonna be, and so you don't wanna, like, and nobody else was moving. It's one of those things, like, you go with the herd, kind of. And there wasn't a ton of people on there, but it was enough that you notice, like, okay, nobody's moving. But I was like, is anyone else dying right now in this hot sauna, or is it just me? So then he comes on one more time and says, like, this specific train car, and I look up at my sign, and it's like, oh, that's what train car I'm on. They're like, that one's really hot, so if you guys need to leave and go to another train car, you can. So I didn't even know this was a thing. I heard some other people going to different train cars, so I was like, I'm gonna do it too. And I walk down, and there's like this little doorway that you can go between train cars. I had no idea. So that was cool. Kind of felt like the Polar Express, except for the complete opposite, because it was the hottest thing. Oh my god. Eventually got home. That was like a 2.5-3 hour commute that day, but it's, you know, life. But just wanted to tell some more commuter stories because I was literally roasting on the train, and that was my roast. But also I'm roasting those two women who sit across from the aisle from each other and have this conversation. Like, this is just their norm, and it's not okay with me. My toast is that I feel like I should have more than one toast, but my toast was that today I got to have an Indian taco, which I love Indian tacos, and also fry bread with cinnamon sugar on it. And I used to have Indian tacos all the time, not all the time, but in high school, our Native American club would have fry bread Fridays, and you can get an Indian taco, and they are the best. I have loved them for so long, and it's one of those things, like, you can't just get it anywhere. So there is this cool restaurant in University Village area up at UW, and it's called Off the Res, like Off the Reservation, and they serve Indian tacos and fry bread, and it was fabulous. So I would definitely recommend that if you're in the UW area. It was so good, and that was my toast. I was so happy. I got a Indian taco with barbecue pork on it, and I bought one for my friend as well, and it was a chicken one with some good sauce on it. Oh my gosh. I love food. You guys can relate. So I wanted to give a toast and roast because I haven't done one in a little bit, and then wanted to kind of share some stuff, but I don't know at what point I can really share these things, but I kind of have been teasing it a little bit. So as you can tell, like, the past couple weeks, if you've been an avid listener to the podcast, I've been pulling some stuff from the Patreon that was there a while back. I have not been, like, full steam ahead on the podcast like I would like to be, because I have just been so swamped with baseball season and then, like, these long commutes, and it has just been insane. Like, I am trying to fit everything in, working 6 days a week, and then also some of these days that I'm working, I'm commuting literally 4 hours a day, sometimes five, so it has been a little rough. So thank you guys for being patient with me. I think some changes are going to be coming that will hopefully help me be more creative and be able to put time into things that I really want to, but I've just been swamped. I, like, get home and just watch one episode of TV and zonk out. So, yeah, it's been a lot, but I also wanted to talk about something as kind of like a update. So a long while back, Casey and I recorded a podcast episode, and it was called Comparisonitis, which comparison is something I really struggle with, and jealousy is also something I really struggle with, and I am just really bad with comparison, and I talked about it in that episode. I'll try to remember to link the link for that episode in the show notes if you guys haven't listened to that one yet, but it's pretty self-explanatory. We talked about just some of the downfalls of constantly comparing yourself to others. And I honestly think that in the past year, through this COVID-19 pandemic, I really think that people have been on social media less, sharing less, and maybe it's because they have less going on. You know, people aren't going on as many awesome vacations, but I also saw during the pandemic, it was really hard for me when I was seeing people, it kind of seemed like, particular people might have gotten, like, it's crazy to even say this, like, you get jealous of somebody no matter what they're doing. Like, some people aren't working, and so they're, you know, have time to do XYZ, and you're looking at them, and then you want that kind of life, and you're like, wait a second, I want to be working, though, or vice versa. It's like, at the beginning, I was noticing it a lot. Every time somebody was like, I'm going, they would go somewhere for a weekend, and also all the judgment on there, so social media is crazy. I talk about it a lot in the podcast, but I have honestly seen less people on it and it having less of an effect on me, which is kind of crazy when I think about how much it really affected me previously. And really, I don't know what changed it. I don't know what made me go from seeing somebody on vacation and turning myself into, like, a really upset and angry person and jealous person because I want to be on vacation or I want to be doing this, instead of, like, seeing them be on vacation and just be like, oh, okay, maybe my time will come soon. I think it's another thing with timelines that we put on ourselves. because I think I talked about this, people, whether it's, you know, buying a house or getting married or having a kid or it getting a promotion or moving or all of these things, we see them as these milestones on social media, and that's how we find out about it from anyone, from people you don't even talk to in real life anymore, but you see their updates and then you start comparing yourself to them. Me, anyways, I do that. And really, does it matter what this one person did with their life? And I don't even talk to this person ever? Like, no. Does that affect me? No. But does it randomly bother me when I see it? Yeah, sometimes. But I have been seeing so many of my close people in my life, my friends and family, like, hit these big milestones in the last 2 months. Like, my friends, like, it's kind of insane that all of this is happening, like, at the same time. Like, three of my friends have bought a house in the past 2 months, and they're all very different groups of people. And then one of my friends passed the bar exam, and I'm so excited about that. That needs to be its own celebratory toast. I'm so happy about that. That one is a little different for me because obviously I was never going to take the bar. And so that's just something that I'm like, oh, it's so easy to celebrate that for him. Whereas something like buying a house, I've talked about it forever. This is something I want to do, and it's freaking hard, but it's also really fun for me to see this happening, and I'm like not feeling the jealousy as much. And I really think it might be because of some of the questions that Casey has been kind of asking me when he knows, like, okay, she's gonna get jealous, like, let's like get really specific about these different situations. So some of my friends bought a house in this neighborhood, and then he goes, okay, well, do you want to live there? And I say no, and then he goes, okay, then don't be jealous, it's just good for them. Are they happy? Good for them. And we've been talking about this, like I said, we recorded the episode a year ago. Now that we've been talking about this for a year, it is just honestly getting easier and easier, and kind of like the episode that was last week, getting really clear on what I want helps not be jealous of other people and what they're doing, because it's not exactly what I want. Even though it might be a similar path, like, that exact thing is not what I want. So what's the point of being annoyed with that or jealous of that? I definitely know it's still something that I'm going to struggle with, but it is really cool to me to kind of see the progress. And I wish I could pinpoint it more, but at the same time, I think that's also what the growth is. So I want to suggest to all of you who are listening, like, be aware of those problems that you are having, those specific things that you might be struggling with, whether it's comparison or jealousy or, you know, just we all have our problems. But that is something that has always been really hard for me. I'll look at specific people and I say, ah, they just keep getting, like, this and that and this and that. Everything's going right for them. And then you don't see the deeper layer. So my other tip is, if you're seeing that there's this one person, whether it's you know them from high school, whether if you just randomly started following them on social media, you might even not know them in real life. They might be an influencer. But if it's just like this random person that you keep up on, and it seems like this happens and that happens and this happens and that happens and that's what I want and that's what I wanted, and, you know, just stop following them, like, mute them for a little bit. Like, you don't need to see it every day. And if it's one of your close friends, that is a lot tougher. But in all honesty, I have never felt those jealousy feelings for the people that I'm really close to, because I'm so much more genuinely happy and I feel that I'm closer to the joy than I am for somebody who I don't really know as well. And I think having these good things happen to the people who I am so close to and feeling that joy has helped me kind of separate the jealousy and the joy, because I want to feel that excited feeling for anyone that I know that I'm seeing that's accomplishing these things that they want to. And if you're a just wonderful person and you never feel jealous and you never compare and you're just amazing, then I was just gonna say I'm jealous of you. So obviously I'm not perfect yet, but I really had to just talk about this and had to get an episode out this week because I am really, really dedicated to being consistent to this. And I didn't know what I was going to start talking about. I always have like 3 or 4 random things that I might start out with. And then this one just came to mind. And it's really been something I have been growing with over the past year. And comparison is something I have been working on since I was in high school, in all honesty. So, I mean, this is a long, long process. And one of the big things that has helped me with this is getting really clear on what I want and then also talking it out when I do feel those jealous feelings, whether it's to Casey or a friend or somebody else, just being, I'm really jealous of this, and actually just like saying it out loud and feeling those feelings and acknowledging it and then saying, I don't want to feel like this. And then the third thing is actually just feeling the joy when it's somebody that I am really happy for. And then the final thing is unfollowing those people who are, there's no reason to follow them if they just make you angry all the time or jealous. And at the end of the day, you don't know what their life is really behind. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. So that's my rambles for the day. Casey will be back next week, I really hope, because it's more fun when we're together talking about this. But like I said, we have both been exhausted, and I'm ready for baseball season to be over. I'm ready to share more fun things with you guys, and change is coming. Spring is happening, and that's a season of change and a season of growth, and just kind of take some time to recognize any ways that you've grown in the past year, because you probably have, and you might not even realize it. So, have a great week, weekend, day, and party on! Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at PishPoshPod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!